Hey everybody, Steve here again in the Illinois Recording Studio. Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit today in another, what we're calling Steve's Sessions. This is another one of my little sessions to share information with folks. And what I'd like to share today is the use of symbols. And what I mean here is, we all know how you use symbols. There's a rhythm that you're keeping over here, use them for crashes. We understand that. But there's also an interesting thing. If you watch most drummers play, when it's time for a drummer to take a solo, what usually happens is something along the lines of a lot of playing on the kit, a lot of playing on the drums, and maybe an accent here and there on the cymbals, right? And that's fine. But when I think about the drum set, I think about it in a different way. And I learned this from Papa Joe Jones, who I had sessions with. That's why I don't call these lessons, because when I studied with Papa Joe, he said, I don't teach lessons, I just have sessions. And those were sessions where he shared information. And one of the pieces of information that he shared with me, this is a long time ago, 72, in New York. He would say, every single one of these is an instrument in and of itself. So he would say, the snare drum is because you have the snare wires on, you have the snare wires off, you have the edge of the drum to play, you have the middle, you can play it with your fingers, you can use the rims. There are many, many things you can do here. And he said the same is true of cymbals. So they're not just there to serve as a timekeeping piece only or an accent piece only, but they can be incorporated into what you do. So this one entire instrument encompasses everything that you see here. It doesn't encompass just these when it comes time for you to perform and do a solo. Use the whole instrument. This is the whole instrument. I could add more cymbals, but I don't need more cymbals. This is enough to get the point across. So here's your drum set. Here's your cymbals. The cymbals are part of the drum set. So this is actually your drum set, not just drum set, cymbals. This is the drum set. So when we think about this, I like to construct solos when I play. I like to construct them in phrases. I was taught once, a very long time ago, by Richie Goldberg in New York City, who was a great player, and he taught me something that I had never heard of. And again, I was young. I was probably 18. He said to me, he looked at me and he said, play off the tune. And I didn't understand what he meant when it came time to do a solo. I said, I don't know what you mean. And actually what he meant was very simple. So you have a tune, and the tune's a 32-bar tune, and it's A, A, B, A. You know, pick any tune, any old standard type tune. Pick Hello Dolly. You know, okay, you can, people, if you can think of that, Hello Dolly. It's got an A, you repeat the A. It's got a B, you repeat the A, 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 B, A. And 8 bars a piece, so it's 32 bars. When you think about that solo, and actually a better jazz tune to think about is Confirmation. So everybody knows Confirmation, the tune goes ba 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 do do ba bo ba da ba ba bo ba 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 do da ba 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 da do do da boom ba do ba 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 boom ba boom ba da do boom ba ba. Okay? Forget that I can't sing in tune. That's another story. But the solo, your solo can be played along the lines of the tune. So think of that melody, 3, 4. So it's an interesting thing. Now you think about that stuff, you can take it beyond there and also incorporate the rest of this kit into what you're doing. So maybe more along these lines. So let's take it a little farther. Let's do, if I were playing, sitting here just doing this, I would play a solo like this. That's fine, but let's change it up. I got to pick up the stick. But I think you understand what we're talking about here, right? Use everything. So when you think about the approach to the drum set and the approach to soloing, all I'm trying to get across here is a simple thing of to just think about the whole entire set as one. And these are all individual elements that you can use. Papa Joe was great in terms of also playing with his fingers, you know? You can just take this off. There's a million different sounds here. Each individual drum has a bunch of different sounds. Same thing here. So, anyway, the point of today's session on cymbals, keep in mind, make them part of the whole, use them and interlock them back and forth between your drums. Just look at it as another element to create with, another element to create with. The sounds are all there. There's a bunch of different sounds you can pull out of them all, out of the drums, out of the cymbals, everything. So keep that in mind and think about how you can incorporate that into what you do. It'll help you be a little bit more creative and think a little differently about how you approach drum solos. Thanks, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it.